Next coach in the teleconference is Iowa's Kirk Ferentz. The Hawkeyes are 1-0 in conference, 3-2 overall, and play at Michigan State on Saturday, a noon game to be televised by ESPN. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Good to be with you.
Can you give us an opening statement, then we'll take a few questions.
Sure. You know, we had an off week last week, which I think came at an opportune time for our football team probably, and you know, I think it was a good week for us to try to work on some things that we're not doing well and hopefully grow a little bit. And you know, starting today, we turn our sights to this weekend's game, and we've got a big challenge traveling up to East Lansing to play an excellent Michigan State team.
All right, let's go to questions.
If you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from one of Jonathan Schott with Spartan Nation.
Coach, at this point in the year, can you talk about how your team has adjusted to the coordinator changes in the offseason, how things are coming along?
Yeah, I think fine. You know, it's a process, and you know, it began really back in February. But, you know, somewhere end of February, we got Greg settled in, and I think things have gone really well. There's a process to it, as I said, and certainly the first couple of weeks, there's a little bit of adjustment going on. But I think we're gaining ground and, you know, doing fine.
And, Coach, can I ask about the Cleveland 95 documentary from the NFL Network that you were a part of? Is there anything that sticks with you still about your experience, I guess, as a slappy in 95 and anything that really still influences your coaching today?
I'm still anxious to see it. I heard it was well done. I've been carrying it in my briefcase for about a week now, but I guess 6 days, but haven't had really, I guess, interest in looking at it, but I heard it was well done. And yeah, it's like everything you do in life. I think all things that you do in life certainly help shape your experience, experiences, and experiences help shape your what you are. But you know, it was just a great, I think, a great great experience, great opportunity to be around a lot of good people, and yeah, you know, certainly the head coach, you know, is a Hall of Fame football coach, or will be a Hall of Fame football coach. But a lot of young people in the building as well, a lot of great assistants. So it was a great learning experience. And yeah, it's like a lot of things that every stop along the way I've had. I've met a lot of good people and developed a lot of great friendships, and, you know, going back to Worcester Academy. So I've been really fortunate. I've been around a lot of good folks and, you know, made a lot of good friends through the process.
Your next question comes from the line of Todd Jones with the Columbus Dispatch.
Hey, Kirk. Mark Wiseman obviously has become a nice story the last few weeks. Can you just tell us a little bit about him, his background, you know, kind of what he's overcome to get into the spot he's in, and what he's done for you in the last few weeks at tailback?
He played fullback in high school in the Chicagoland area, and his high school coach actually is a guy we've been, you know, I've known since I guess probably early 80s, and Lester Ribbs recruited that area, and his daughter actually worked in our offices, so we, you know, we've had a little relationship there. But Mark played fullback, and you know, it's not a real sexy position. Ended up going to Air Force. And, you know, enjoyed it. It's a great program. But just I think the some of the challenges of being there, the military life, and you know, really came down to making a bet, I think, as much as anything. You know, he decided that that wasn't for him, and ended up on our campus. So last year he's ineligible. And, you know, we really didn't know much about him. He was on the scout team, look teams. And this spring really made a positive impression, continued that in August. And you know, then with our running back situation, it's just really fortunate that, you know, he found his way to the running back position. It's a neat story, mainly because he just works so hard and is such a model team guy, you know. So it's really one of those things that you like to see guys that have worked hard and really do things the way they're supposed to be done, you know, have some success, and Mark has certainly done that.
What did you mean by it came down to making a bet?
You know, the story, it may be a legend, I don't know, but the story was that, you know, they bounce quarters off your bed, and, you know, he got tired of doing that, so he finally made it perfect and then slept on the floor, and, you know, so he wouldn't be harassed, and, you know, sleeping on the floor can get old, too, so I think that was, at least that's a legend, traveling around this area.
Thanks, Coach.
Your next question comes from the line of Dan Wolken with USA Today.
Yeah, Coach, by my count, there's already been three assistant coaches at high major programs fired this year, and we're not even really to the halfway point yet. Just your thoughts on the profession and the practice of making staff changes, you know, so early in the season. Is it bad for the profession?
You know, I mean, every situation you know, is different certainly, and for me to judge what goes on somewhere else would probably be, you know, wrong. You know, I guess my Kodak moment, I guess, would have been in the early 80s. I remember, in fact, it was in our conference. I remember a defensive coordinator being changed. I think it was in the early 80s and pretty prominent school. And, you know, defensive coordinator walked the plank for whatever reason. You know, I don't know. But that was like my first recollection of you know, assistants kind of being rotated a little bit. And it's almost 30 years ago now. So, you know, I guess it's just, yeah, it's part of what we do. And, you know, certainly with things have changed in 30 years. There's a lot more exposure, a lot more TV revenue, a lot more pressure, and, you know, things happen. So, but for me to make any commentary on any of the three that you're referring to, I'm not really familiar with any of the situations. So, you know, you'd probably have to talk to the folks involved there.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Your next question comes from the line of Brian Bennett with ESPN.com.
Hey, Kirk. You got two pretty big running backs in this game coming up with Mark and also Le'Veon Bell from Michigan State. I wonder what a back with that much power does for you as an offense and maybe how it can kind of wear down a defense over the course of the game.
Yeah, you know, I mean, that's possible, but you know, I'm looking at this week. You know, we're playing a defense that's really veteran, very, very physical, and very, very experienced, very tough to run the football against. So, you know, that's going to be a challenge. And but, you know, I would just say that, you know, good backs come in all shapes and sizes. And, you know, the thing we've always felt like is that, you know, if a guy is effective with his performance, you know, be it a guy like Sean Green, who was, you know, on the big side, or, you know, a guy like Fred Russell back, you know, 10 years ago, who was really not real big, you know, tall or big. And, you know, to me, it's just about the effectiveness that a back has. So, you know, to me, good backs can cause problems for defenses regardless of their style. But it's, you know, when you face a good back like Bell, you know, certainly he'll have our full attention. He has to, and, you know, he's had success against us. So we're really, you know, very respectful of what he's capable of doing.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Your next question comes from one of Joe Quinn with KXNO Radio.
Hey, Coach. I was wondering if you might be able to give us an update about the three guys who were arrested over the weekend, whether or not they're going to play this week or not.
Yeah, I made a statement after the incident that they'd be handled by the student code of conduct. Those three situations would be handled within the framework of the student code of conduct. It's first violation for all three players. And so we'll do that. And then we also have some in-house policies that are in place. And, you know, we'll do additional things there, but that won't be, you know, I'm not going to make that public.
Coach, also was wondering how Bullock progressed over the weekend with his head injury and how much you expect to use him on Saturday.
We expect him to play. And, you know, the good news is a month ago we didn't know if we had a running back that could play, you know, in this conference. And, you know, we've only had one conference game, but I think both guys have demonstrated now that they're capable of playing well. And we intend to play both of them on Saturday.
Thanks, Kirk.
Mm-hmm.
Your next question comes from line of Milan Jordan with 97.1 The Fan.
Kirk, you touched a little bit on Michigan State. Obviously, you know, their offense goes as Le'Veon Bell goes. But talk about some of the other guys that are starting to emerge there on the Spartans' offense, especially the receiving core.
Yeah, you know, I wouldn't suggest Bell's the sole package. I think that's why they're a good football team. They've got talented receivers. You know, like everybody knows, they graduated some outstanding players at the receiver position. So, you know, they're going through a transition there, and, you know, basically every college team goes through transitions at certain spots, and that's one of them. But those guys are doing well. You know, they're very talented. They're very big. They're very physical. And, you know, I think it's just a matter of consistency with them. And I think they certainly took a big step forward last week, particularly with the freshman playing as well as he did. So, you know, they're very capable there. And the quarterback is a first-year starter, but this – you know, it's not like his first game of the year right now. He's played. He's also been in their system. He can play behind, you know, arguably the, you know, one of the best, if not the best, certainly one of the most, if not the most productive quarterbacks in the history of their school. So, you know, it's not like he's just some guy walking off the street either. So they, you know, they make you defend all 11 guys that they have, and they're well coached like they always are, and present a lot of problems and challenges for you as your defense looks at their offense.
And the Spartans, they have, you know, once again, defense. You know, they have one of the top defenses in the country. you know, year in and year out, you know, tops of the Big Ten, one of the tops in the Big Ten usually. And what are the challenges going against a Mark D'Antonio-type defense?
I was just going to say, it seems like since Mark's gotten there, they've played great defense. And, you know, I think part of the, you know, part of that equation, too, is, you know, basically his entire staff came from Cincinnati. So, you know, when they hit the ground running, they knew who they were, what they wanted to do. They had a system, if you will, on both sides of the football, and they incorporated that right away. And, you know, I think they've done a, you know, the records speak for themselves. You know, I mean, you know, 22 wins in the last 2 years. So they've just done a great job. And most important thing about systems are your players understanding the system and being able to play, use their abilities within that system. And that clearly is what's taken place with the defense. You know, they're a very aggressive group. They're very tough to throw against, tough to run against. And I, you know, just, they can create a lot of problems for you schematically. And then they have good players on top of it that really, you know, play hard. So, you know, their challenges, everywhere you look, they, you know, they pose a lot of problems for you. And that's probably why they've won 22 games in the last 2 years.